open door of communion. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Saints who remain faithful to the truth of God have an open door before them. My soul, thou hast resolved to live and die by that which the Lord has revealed in his word, and therefore before thee stands this open door. I will enter in by the open door of communion with God. Who shall say me nay? Jesus has removed my sin and given me his righteousness. Therefore, I may freely enter. Lord, I do so by thy grace. I have also before me an open door into the mysteries of the word. I may enter into the deep things of God. Election, union to Christ, the second advent, all these are before me, and I may enjoy them. No promise and no doctrine are now locked up against me. An open door of access is before me in private, and an open door of usefulness in public. God will hear me. God will use me. A door is opened for my onward march to the church above and for my daily fellowship with saints below. Some may try to shut me up or shut me out, but all in vain. Soon shall I see an open door into heaven. The pearl gate will be my way of entrance, and then I shall go in unto my Lord and King, and be with God, eternally shut in.